Individual long term. These pictures are related to feeding humanity. Look at the pictures and speak about the advantages and disadvantages of GM food. When you have finished talking, the examiner may ask you a few questions.
Some parts of the world are repeatedly affected by food shortages and widespread malnutrition. About 1 in 9 people in the world do not have enough food to lead a healthy, active life. Poor nutrition causes nearly half of deaths in children under 5. Hunger does not only mean the lack of access to food, but also to essential nutrients. Genetically modified food could be a solution to the problem of world hunger. Genetic modification is usually done to increase the overall food production. GM crops have the ability to produce bigger yields, so it is easier to harvest more crops on a smaller piece of land with GM crops than with normal crops. Also, GM foods are engineered to include additional nutrients that may offer additional health benefits. Due to the genes added to GM crops, they need much fewer resources, such as water and other soil nutrients, so they can conserve energy, soil, and water resources. GMOs also have a positive impact on the environment since they improve the soil quality. Moreover, GM crops are more resistant to pests and weeds. That means farmers have to apply fewer pesticides or herbicides to their crops, which increases the health benefits of the food. The additive genes can also help reduce some of the allergies that different food can cause. This may help further improve the health benefits of the crop. However, there is strong opposition to the widespread use of GM food, saying that they have undergone little rigorous and no long-term safety testing. So we do not have a clear picture of the long-term consequences of consuming GM food. Genetic modification can incorporate foreign genetic material from viruses to bacteria into crops with unpredictable consequences. For example, some of the additive genes in these crops may end up causing resistance to antibiotic treatments, and this may result in some health issues with the human body. The genes used in GMOs may sometimes end up in the soil, or get into other crops that grow in the same soil. This may affect the growth and production of these crops. GM food is sometimes consumed by animals. When this happens, it may end up affecting the composition of the animal protein, that may negatively affect human health. The additives may also find their way into weeds. This may create resistant weeds that refuse to go away. The modified genes in the food may sometimes affect the original taste of the food.